instant help in Spotlight, Rupee 1 offers Rupees 150 crore burn. Mixed Q1 numbers from TCS. Why Grow is offering regular mutual funds now. Fundamentum launches Rupees 2200 crore Fund 3 with Nandan Nilekani as anchor investor.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's begin with a new battleground in India's internet economy, and this time it's not groceries or food delivery, it's home services. That's right, platforms like Pronto, Snabbit, and urban companies InstaHelp are rolling out Rupees 1 offers for services such as cleaning, mopping, and household chores to attract new users. Now, these aren't permanent price cuts. They are limited time campaigns targeted at specific users or locations, much like the early playbook of quick commerce. Now, despite the headline grabbing offers, average order values across these platforms still remain between Rupees 80 and Rupees 120, suggesting the discounts are more about customer acquisition rather than long-term pricing. Now, that strategy, however, comes at a cost. According to Money Control sources, the three leading players together burnt between 140 crore rupees and 150 crore rupees just in June, up as much as 40% from April as competition highly intensified. But Urban Company has already acknowledged the higher spending during its latest earnings call. The company's CEO Abhiraj Bal said the company expects InstaHelp's cash burn to remain elevated over the next few quarters as it focuses on expansion. The market, though, is growing rapidly. The three platforms are together completed nearly 4 million orders in June, with combined monthly active users crossing the 10 million mark. The playbook is becoming familiar. Acquire customers first, worry about profitability later. Now, the question now is whether instant home services can eventually follow quick commerce in building a sustainable business among consumers. All right, moving on. India's IT season is here, and Tata Consultancy Services has set the tone. TCS has reported today a slightly better than expected first quarter, with revenue coming in ahead of estimates, even as margins came under pressure because of wage hikes and one-time legal settlement. Now, one area that continues to stand out is, of course, artificial intelligence. The company's annualized AI revenue has now risen to $2.6 billion, up from $2.3 billion in the previous quarter. Now, that's a sharp increase from around $1.5 million at the end of last year, making AI an increasingly important growth driver for the company. At the same time, deal wins fell 21% year on year to $9.5 billion, highlighting that overall demand remains uneven as clients continue to scrutinize tech spends. Now, interestingly, TCS also added more than 9,200 employees during the quarter, suggesting hiring hasn't completely slowed despite growing adoption of AI. Overall, this wasn't a blockbuster quarter, but investors weren't actually expecting one either. With discretionary spending still weak and AI changing how tech services are delivered, the rest of the IT sector could also face a challenging earnings season, but we'll have to wait and watch for that. But moving on, Grow is making an important change to its mutual fund strategy. After exclusively offering direct mutual funds for the past 6 years, the company told Money Control that one of the most frequent requests from users has been for help in selecting the right mutual funds as their investment needs become more complex. In fact, the data also supports that trend. Among SIP investors, around 23% of assets in regular plans stay invested for more than 5 years, compared with 12% for direct plans. All right, we have come to our last story. Fundamentum Partnership is back with a new fund. The venture capital firm has officially launched Fund 3 with a target corpus of 2,200 crores. This also includes a 400 crore of green shoe option. So Money Control had first reported this, if you remember, in June, that the firm was preparing to launch its third fund. So the some background here, this was founded by Nandan Nilekani and Sanjeev Agarwal. Fundamentum focuses on Series B and early stage job growth startups. Nandan Nilekani has come on board as the fund's anchor limited partner, not as a general partner, making his largest investment in a venture capital firm. Now, the new fund will continue investing in consumer tech, fintech, and AI and AI-enabled startups that have already achieved product market fit and are ready to scale, especially in their Series B. In fact, speaking to Money Control, Sanjeev Agarwal said Fundamentum is deliberately staying away from building foundational AI models or infrastructure. Instead, the firm wants to back startups building practical AI applications for Indian businesses. As he put it, India has the opportunity to become the use case capital for AI, combining domain expertise with AI to solve real-world problems across industries. Alright, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big thank you to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for bringing you these stories. Thanks a lot for listening. We air every weekdays in the evening, so tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.